The next poem is called Keeping Watch, and it was a memory of having stood in a friend's backyard in Oregon just as the sun was going down, and being amazed by the profusion of small life. You know, Oregon has slugs all over the ground. It's a very strange experience if you've never seen it before. And this isn't in the poem, but I think what triggered it, I was thinking of someone else from Oregon, apparently, had told me that when they were little kids, they used to light slugs on fire because they do something horrible, they sizzle or something, which was an awful thing. But it got me into a mood for the way life consumes itself. Keeping watch. In his backyard, he preserves the smallest reminders of his nakedness, his private white belly crawling with roaches without faces or any apparent purpose, slugs with their own version of darkness corrupting the grass. And at twilight, he will watch them as if he were God, the butcher without hands to flay his beef, the landlord who is always elsewhere with the food in his back pocket. Now and then something comes over him, disbelief. Termites crawl out of tiny eggs and without hesitation learn the proper moves, the retreats into tunnels and roots, eat the marvelous wood, and the rainwater will flush them like cells through clogged veins. They drown right in front of his eyes. Each thing eats the thing smaller, without remorse or punishment. This is what he's been told to keep quiet about. One night the air will break like glass. He will step through like a scar, the healing messenger, the angel of insects who has lost his way. And what will he do? Meanwhile, he will not, except in sleep or deep in his wife's eyes, tell anyone of the dense, ripening horror like an egg inside him, under the thickening skin. Tell them that this is all there is.